I'm Len Davis, and Athens, Georgia has been my home for more than 5 decades. I'm a graduate of Athens High School and earned bachelor's and law degrees from the University of Georgia. For some 35 years, I served that great institution, the University of Georgia, as both an attorney and an administrator. As far back as I can remember, music and broadcasting have been passionate avocations of mine. They brought me great joy and provide an introduction to lots of wonderful people. But enough about me. This story is not about me. It is about something truly special that is weaving its way into the fabric of Athens, Georgia. The story begins with my friend, Marcia Wilbur. She was born and raised in the serial city, Battle Creek, Michigan. At the age of 41, Marcia set out on a remarkable journey. It started with a simple prayer. In the late 1990s, Marcia was busy being a wife, mother of 4 children, and chair of the foreign language department at a high school in Michigan. Her husband, Rick, worked the night shift, frequently 7 nights a week, for Kellogg's, the world's largest manufacturer of breakfast cereal. This grueling work was taking a toll on Rick's health and on his family. Marcia noticed and began to pray for a positive change in their lives. Shortly thereafter, she was surprised when a letter arrived inviting her to apply for a leadership and teaching opportunity in Athens, Georgia. Her first reaction was, "Where is Athens, Georgia?" While God could surely have resolved the Wilbur family's challenges right there in Michigan, He repeatedly confirmed through circumstances and prayer that Athens, Georgia was His plan for Marcia and her family. I'll let Marcia explain.
In Proverbs 3:5, the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." I had to take God at His word, believing the promise of Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." The move to Georgia would be, at best, a lateral career move for me, and Rick would have to find a new job. It just didn't seem logical to leave a job that I loved, to uproot our family, leave behind all of our friends, and go to an unfamiliar place. Yet it was crystal clear God was telling us to go.
In August of 1999, acting in obedience to the Lord's direction, Marcia, Rick, and their 4 children packed up their belongings and headed south as Marcia accepted appointment as Foreign Language Department Chair at Athens Academy. Even before her first day in this new position, Marcia sensed that the move was for a reason that God had not yet revealed. 10 long years would pass before she truly understood the greater plan God had for her life.
For 9 years, I agonized to God, asking Him why He had moved us so far away from everyone we knew and loved. The pain of separation from our lifelong friends and extended family was persistent and intense. But the Lord began to reveal to me how deeply His heart aches for every one of His children who is separated from Him. Through the pain of separation I was experiencing, God was showing me that He also grieves separation from the ones He loves, us. Isaiah 59:2 says, "But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear." And Ephesians 4:18 says, "They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts." While my own pain of separation seemed overwhelming, through it I began to realize how much pain God has suffered from the very beginning of time. Remember the disobedience of Adam and Eve and the painful separation that followed? As I came to better understand the Lord's pain, He taught me more and more about the importance of relationship with Him and with others.
Professionally, Marcia was thriving. Taking advantage of proximity to a top-flight university, she completed a Ph.D. in education from the University of Georgia in 2005. As she was completing her doctoral program, the college board hired her to develop 3 new advanced placement world language courses. In just 2 years, she became executive director of curriculum development for the entire advanced placement program worldwide. The Lord used these executive experiences to help Marcia master the complexities of managing a large-scale educational initiative. While she didn't realize it at the time, this was God's way of preparing Marcia for the challenge that He had not yet revealed to her. Yet she continued to grieve, struggling still with the questions. Why did God move my family to Georgia? And why must I endure this pain of separation?
In 2008, as I was on my knees crying and praying, I felt a strong sense in my gut that the answer to both questions had to do with leadership in a Christian school. That got my attention. Could this be the answer to my questions and God's plan for my future? I spent the next several months exploring the idea of a Christian school with my pastor and trusted friends. It was obvious that Athens already had its share of wonderful K-12 Christian schools, but what it lacked was its own Christian college. Over the next 12 months, God moved the hearts of others with whom the idea of the college resonated, and this small band of visionary believers became the founding board of trustees. Let me take a moment to emphasize, the Lord rewards obedience. I had gone where He sent me. My reward? A passionate calling to create a unique institution in a very special community. God wisely used the pain of separation to educate and inspire me. The ultimate goal of this new Christian college is also to educate, to inspire, and to equip the church, the body of Christ, to be an effective agency for drawing all God's children closer to Him, to help them overcome the challenges of life, and ultimately to help ease God's pain of separation.
The newly formed Board of Trustees gathered in the fall of 2009, united in belief that Athens needed an accredited ministry preparation college where students who study at other schools and colleges could also take courses at the Athens College of Ministry for transferable elective credits. As the process of founding the college unfolded, it became clear to Marcia that God was asking her to make yet another bold move, to step away from her prestigious position and six-figure salary. God made it clear that He wanted her to devote 100% of her time and 100% of her energy to lead the ministry of the new college. Obediently, in June 2012, Marcia resigned her executive position at the college board, and the Athens College of Ministry opened its doors to its first students that fall.
The college's mission statement is based on Ephesians 4, 12-13. As believers, we are called to equip His people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. These verses fuel the college's driving passions and the programs that have emerged. Unity and relational ministry are central to the college's core values. I have a great love for the church and for people who have attended church regularly, perhaps for decades, but who are not yet mature in their faith, for whom perhaps Christianity is a set of moral codes to live by, but not yet a deeply personal relationship with the Son of God. I shudder, absolutely shudder, every single time I read in Revelation 3:16 that the Lord will vomit the lukewarm out of His mouth. The Lord is talking about people who may be sitting right next to you in church on Sunday, nominal Christians who do not yet have a personal relationship with Christ, nominal Christians who have not yet surrendered their lives to God's words.
In a recent study, the Barna Group, a leading research organization focused on the intersection of faith and culture, analyzed 60,808 interviews conducted over a seven-year period. Barna was examining the state of religious faith in America. The data revealed that currently, 78% of Americans are self-identified as Christian. But that number is quite deceiving. The Barna Group dug deeper than simple self-identification. They analyzed the answers to 15 critical questions about each participant's beliefs and practices, in order to establish Christian faith by biblical definition. The picture the data paints is not a pretty one. In 2013, only 44% of Americans could be considered Christians by biblical standards. By 2015, that number had fallen to 37%. That is a 7% decline in just 2 years.
This report is an unmistakable call to action, and the data strengthen my conviction that an American rebirth, as a nation filled with committed, God-honoring Christians, will start with institutions like the Athens College of Ministry. Based on these statistics, it's no wonder God's heart is breaking from the pain of separation. By making our college's coursework and our lifelong ministry conferences available to the public, our hope is to help churches ignite an unquenchable passion throughout the body of Christ for the abundance of the Lord that is readily available to everyone. Our college is not just for people called to full-time ministry. If you want to strengthen your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, our college is for you, to help you overcome your fear of ministering the love of Christ wherever you go. Ephesians 4 calls on each of us to build up the body of Christ. Turn on the television, read a newspaper, take a look at the lives around you. Everywhere we turn, we see destructive rubble caused by emotional and relational pain, despair, anger, and emptiness. The Bible tells us that Satan is a liar and the father of all lies, a roaring lion seeking to devour. His sole purpose is to deceive, distract, and destroy. Unfortunately, many believers have fallen into a figurative ditch, injured and unable to minister effectively to others because they can't get beyond their own burdens, like abuse or abandonment during childhood, or later in life, social rejection, isolation, and divorce. At the Athens College of Ministry, we teach believers how to strengthen themselves and minister to others. We facilitate God's inner healing through transformational prayer ministry and provide encouragement to our students as they renew themselves and learn to stand strong in God's peace, regardless of Satan's efforts to render them powerless. That's what building up looks like in God's kingdom. In John 17, Jesus prayed that we would have the same oneness that he has with the Father. I am deeply, sincerely passionate about our oneness with the Lord as well as unity in the body of Christ. Since we're going to spend all eternity together, I'm sure it pleases the Lord that we're trying to know and love each other right now, today. By design, the Athens College of Ministry is an interdenominational college. All of our teaching is deeply grounded in God's holy word, without apology and without compromise. And yet we have successfully gathered together across age, gender, ethnic, racial, socioeconomic, and denominational lines, forging new bonds of friendship through our shared passion for Jesus. So you've heard my story. I have tried to be obedient to God's calling on my life. I left my home in Michigan. I left behind lifelong friends and my entire extended family. I walked away from a dream job that paid handsomely. And the Lord has used me to bring the Athens College of Ministry to life. We already have eager students, amazing, fully qualified faculty, and a vision to change lives by God's grace. But the college faces a significant hurdle that I can't navigate without your help. If we are to offer transferable credits to the 40,000 plus students and educators in our other local colleges and universities, I need help, and a lot of it. The college needs to purchase land. It needs to build buildings. It needs to fill full-time staff positions. Can a college really be a college without a library and a librarian? I think not. And all of these require resources. If you are inspired by the idea of a college of ministry right here in Athens, please give us a call. And I hope you'll share this CD with your friends and associates so that they too will know more about what God is doing in our city through the Athens College of Ministry. The Lord has carried the college this far, and with your help, I know he will carry us across the finish line. May God bless you and your loved ones. I look forward with great anticipation to meeting you soon.
In Matthew 28, Jesus delivered marching orders to his disciples. And these orders also apply to you and me. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Each day we are faced with challenges and opportunities. The Athens College of Ministry provides anyone who cares about their family, their city, their state, and the future of this nation an opportunity to step boldly forward and make a difference. The quality of life on planet Earth is the sum product of billions of decisions made by millions of individuals each and every day. The college is teaching people to understand and commit to biblical truth, to connect, or in some cases, to reconnect with God's family of believers. Most importantly, it is helping students, both young and old, to understand and apply God's Word, and to develop the skill and the will to turn the words of our Lord and Savior into positive decisions and action. I am so proud to call Marcia Wilbur my friend and honored to have been a part of this recording. You can contact Marcia at 706-769-1472. And you can learn more about the Athens College of Ministry, its staff, its courses, and its curriculum online at www.acmin.org. I leave you with this. Have a happy day, and remember that when you pray for change, just like the Lord did with Marcia, He might answer your prayers by turning the substance of your life upside down as He works all things together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purposes. This is Len Davis saying, thanks for listening.